What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition, a special edition of the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, JPEG Sports Nerd. My name is Eddie Greer for the host of the EG3 show, which is all about the world of NASCAR, Cable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and, of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And this special on this Saturday afternoon in September the 16th, 2017. And this afternoon, I just wanted to bring you a special episode concerning my grid, the playoff grid, the 16 drivers who begin their quests beginning tomorrow afternoon in Chi-Town, Chicagoland Speedway for the opening round, or I should say the opening race of the NASCAR playoffs. And for those of you who haven't filled out your grid, better do that here between now and green flag drops. And I just sat here and, man, this has been kind of difficult to fill out, especially with all the talent, maybe even difficult than last year's, but just looking at the talent from top to bottom, the point standings are separated from Truex all the way to the last seed of McMurray, 50 points. And obviously, when you look at after Denny Hamlin, Stenhouse, on down, it is very crowded, so very margin for error. And I've always talked about on the podcast that the playoff points there, we will see how that's going to shake out, especially if one of the top guys were to have issues within these within the first round of these playoffs. But my grid might have a little similarities, maybe one or two driver difference, but this was hard to sequence out. And of course, this first round, a round of 16 with Chicagoland tomorrow, New Hampshire next week, and Dover in 2 weeks. You gotta look at some of these guys that have been on top of the game all year long, like a Martin Truex, a Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, excuse me, etc. Got to figure they're going to be factors here in the opening round, trying to set the tone for their playoffs and trying to make a deep run to Homestead. Of course, Keselowski, Jimmy Johnson, all eyes going to be on him going for the historic breaking the record of 7 championships. He's tied, obviously, with Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt Sr., but he's going for 8th in. Talked about him on the podcast for quite a while in the last 2 months. He has been nowhere to be found. Obviously had that top 10 at Richmond last week, but this team hasn't been the same. This regular season slump is worse than last year's. He was a little bit more consistent last year compared to this year, but Jimmy Johnson's got some work to do. Okay, so looking at the round of 16 with the three tracks, a mile and a half, a mile track, and a mile track in Dover. Obviously, we'll just start from the top of the list. Obviously, I have MTJ moving on to the next round. Kyle Larson could be a factor somewhere as well tomorrow, and even possibly Dover as well. I have him moving on. Truex and Larson has been the class of the field along with Kyle Busch all season long. Really, mainly the 78 and the 42 head-to-head showdown. Can't wait to see what chapter unfolds between that bidding quiet rivalry tomorrow. Kyle Busch, I have him going to the next round. He'll start on the pole tomorrow afternoon. He and Keselowski have been making some noise once again. The hated rivalry continues between 18 and the 2 car. Obviously, the 2 car has it in for the manufacturer Toyota. And he said, we're going to have to outsmart them. Well, there's no other driver better to do that, to outsmart the Toyotas or Ganassi for that matter, than the one Brad Keselowski. But he's going to have to do that without his teammate, Joey Logano, who did not make the playoff postseason cut this year. But he'll have his corporate teammate, Ryan Blaney, in the mix, which he'll become his teammate next season. But the focus is on this playoffs and Kyle Busch's success. He will move on. I have two also moving on through the rounds as well, even though the Fords have been a step behind, possibly in two steps behind the Toyotas and Ganassi. When I say Ganassi, the 42 car. Now, Jimmy McMurray is also in the playoffs as well. He hasn't been as strong as his teammate. Given that Keselowski and 48 Jimmy Johnson, the defending Monster Energy Series Cup champ, 7-time, going for 8-time, well documented on all the NASCAR outlets out there, Fox, NBC, name it, you've read it, Jimmy Johnson. Now everyone assumes that he'll turn it on, like I've heard for the last month and a half or so, maybe 2 months at that. Jimmy Johnson, the guy that he is, obviously Jimmy Johnson, 7-time champ. Dover is his best chance to get in. Obviously, he's very strong there, but he has not won at Chicagoland. Keep that in mind for tomorrow. But even with all the struggles, in last year's grid, I had him out of the first round, given these struggles. But I'm going to give him a pass through, and he's going to go on to the round of 12. Harvick, he was nowhere to be found at Richmond last week, but obviously it's been well documented all year, the manufacturer switch to Chevy and Ford. You're listening to us, the EG3 show special here on KCSportsRadio.com. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, as always, the host of the EG3 show, kind of breaking down my playoff grid for this afternoon before things get picked up tomorrow, kicking off the playoffs in Chicago. Harvick, I believe the champion that he is, he won the championship 2 years ago while it was, I believe it was Sprint. Yes, there you go. Sprint Cup champion, Kevin Harvick, 2 years ago. Before, after that, it was Kyle Busch, and obviously last year in the Sprint era, Jimmy Johnson ended it with a thrilling come from behind effort to win the 7th championship. Harvick, I think everybody has their eyes on Jimmy Johnson. We better pay attention to Kevin Harvick. I believe he's going to be strong. He'll make amends for the team's lackluster effort at Richmond. It's all come down to this. You've had 26 weeks to get it all together, to get all your information right, your data straight, your engines all right, good to go. I think Harvick will have a good 3 races, and he'll move on in to the next round. Denny Hamlin, even without his crew chief, Mike Wheeler, to start off the postseason, he's looked pretty good. Now, Richmond, he looked really bad, taking out Truex in the last lap of the race there. But he really struggled at his home track. New Hampshire, he's won at already this year. He's okay at Dover. Chicagoland, he's also won at Chicagoland in the playoffs before as well. Denny Hamlin is going to come out with a sense of urgency. I think he'll move on into the next round. Ryan Blaney last year at this race finished in the top 5. And then he was out of the chase. But this year he's got the win at Pocono. And I think Ryan Blaney is going to sneak in there and move on in to the next round. Chase Elliott, who's looked pretty good this weekend so far, came also close to getting his first Monster Energy Series Cup win last year, thanks to a caution that did not happen for him, and it still hasn't happened for him yet. Hendrick Motorsports as an organization has been down a few notches, but Elliott has been the strong party so far, at least in the practice sheets out on that track so far. He's looked very good, so we'll see if the 20 Chase can get the 24 back to victory lane. I actually have him moving on through to the round of 12. And also Ryan Newman. Can't ever count this guy out for whatever reason. He always pops up at you in the top 10 with less than about 30 laps to go. You'll see Ryan Newman hanging in there. And he's kind of picked up the performance as well. I got Ryan Newman in here going on to the next round of 12. In the last two drivers I have moving on, Kurt Busch, been having some momentum lately as well. Three consecutive top 10s. I think he's going to move on to the round of 12 as well. And also, don't forget, a former Cup champ. And my last one, that's moving on, Matt Kenseth, who snuck in there. And luckily, he's in there. It could have been much worse if that ambulance, if he would have made more contact with the ambulance and someone else would have won the race that was outside the cutoff, but it didn't happen. And Kenseth and the whole NASCAR world can at least breathe a little easier that we didn't have even more controversy after that race. But Matt Kenseth still without a victory so far in the year of 2017. Wow. And Kenseth is still without a ride. And a lot of dominoes are starting to fall, including one of his teams, NASCAR teams, shutting down or actually really giving away its charter. So that means Matt Kenseth is still out here looking for a ride. But as far as the playoffs go, I think he's going to sneak in and get to the round of 12. Well, that just leaves four eliminated drivers. Of course, for each round, there are going to be four eliminated drivers. The bottom four will be eliminated after the race three of these rounds. So Dover, I got Jim McMurray. He's going to be out again in the first round again. I mean, he started off really strong early in the year, but he's kind of tailed off. And I believe at this point of the season, you have to at least finish top 10 this part of the rounds. I don't think a top 15 finish, top 20 is going to cut it. McMurray's going to be out of there. Got Austin Dillon eliminated. Austin Dillon made it to the round 12 last year, and he will not make it to the next round. I don't have him in there as well. Like I said, this was very difficult, but I tried to at least simplify it as best as I can. Austin Dillon had the win, upset win at Charlotte, but I don't think he's getting in there. Casey Kane, he's going to have to show up as well, but on here, I don't have him moving on to the round of 12, and that leaves another driver, yes, who had two wins this year on restricted plate tracks. He's been so strong on those tracks this year. He's been quite a pleasant surprise this year. That and the man of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Well, when it gets to Talladega, he won't be a part of the round of 12. That's just placeable. He has to get better at these mile and a halves in a short track game. I just don't see it. If Talladega was in there, I'd probably give him a chance to move on. But at this point in time, it's going to be really tight. But I have the 17 out after the round 16. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, JPEG Sports Network. This playoff grid special that I wrote down for you guys to let you know my championship for. Okay, moving on to the round of 12. Yes, so you have Charlotte, and this year there's been a switch between Kansas and Talladega, Kansas City. We will be there for the first ever elimination race. I'm very excited about that. Looking forward to being there once again. After the last time I was there, seeing Martin win his first race at Kansas after coming up short for all those years, that was a big night there for the Truex clan and myself. Charlotte, Talladega, Kansas. Talladega, once again, either way you look at it, is still the big unknown. And as a fan, definitely, if your favorite driver is in the playoffs, it could be very stressful. And so definitely Charlotte is going to be a big-time race this year. Why? Because you got the unknown at Talladega. And last year, with all the controversy surrounding drivers riding in the back, mainly Joe Gibbs Racing drivers, Matt Kitsap, Kyle Busch, and Denny Hamlin to try to all survive to get to the next round. Well, there's going to be none of that because of the fact this year you got the playoff points, got all these stage racing and the stage points. Capitalize stage points. Yes. All caps, stage points will be huge throughout the rounds, and you got to get all the points you can get, especially you want to transfer into the next round. So that's going to be big news there. Charlotte, Talladega, Kansas, and again, with the top three seeds going in, I think Truex can win either Charlotte or Kansas. Kyle Larson will be a factor in that as well. Kyle Busch, he's going to be mixing up as usual. Got those three moving on to the Elite Eight, or like I like to call it, but NASCAR, it's the round of eight. Got those guys moving on. Keselowski, I have him moving on to the next round. Why? Because he has a chance to win Talladega. That's why I have him moved on through. Harvick, he's going to get through. He's the defending race winner at Kansas City. I think he'll get through to the next round. Harvick, he's going to get through. Actually, I already said that. Hamlin, excuse me. Denny Hamlin, I think he'll have an opportunity to move on through. He'll get through to the next round. I even have Ryan Blaney moving on to the next round. Been so strong at Talladega the last year and a half or so, and even making some noise at Kansas as well. Got Ryan Blaney moving on to the next round, round of eight. So how about that for you folks? Next, I got who I have left. And the last driver I have left, moving on to the round of eight, the sneaky one, Ryan Newman. Yes, I have him moving on through. Remember, Ryan Newman was runner-up a couple years ago to Kevin Harvick. And for some reason, I have him kind of sticking in by the first couple of rounds. Ryan Newman is going to represent RCR as the only car in the round of eight. So what that leaves is four other drivers. And yep, one I didn't say, Matt Kenseth. The run will run out at Kansas. I mean, he's been good at Kansas as well, but I think factors will play a big factor in that. I have Kurt Busch eliminated, even though he's had momentum coming into playoffs. I think somewhere they're going to stumble somewhere in that mix as well. And even though, you know, 24 is looking for his first win and looking good, I got Chase Elliott eliminated after Kansas. And the big one that I haven't said yet, yes, I think last year I had him out of the first round. Well, the luck will run out dry after the round 12 for Jimmy Johnson. I have him out after the round of 12. I mean, I bet against them last year, and I'm going to stay on that side of the road. You know, everyone's saying that you can't bet against him because he's Jimmy Johnson, but until otherwise, I think the run will run out, and I think he'll have to wait until next year to go at it again. The 48 will be done as far as the playoffs are concerned, so that leaves the round of eight. Yes, indeed. And we're going to take a timeout right here on the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. And remember, folks, you can always listen to the EG3 show on our website, JPEGSports.com. Again, JPEGSports.com for the latest in that. Also, we got three minutes with EG3 on SoundCloud as well. We've been posting ever since. I can't remember, but stay tuned for many episodes, many extras of the 3 Minutes with EG3 show as well. And EG3 show / 3Y with EG3 is on Audio Boom as well. Check out the latest podcast that we posted on Thursday night, looking at the Chicago preview of that. And I got a big announcement as well coming up at the end of my playoff grid special as well. But yes, please tell your friends, let everyone know, another NASCAR podcast is out, EG3 show, on that as well. As I said, just said, got a special announcement coming at the end of my championship four predictions. And now it's time for that break. We come back, we're going to finish it up, the round of 4-8. And I got my four championship four pick and champion. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Right here on KCSportsRadio.com. JPEG Sports Nerd. My name is Eddie Greer, the host of the EG3 show, all about the world of NASCAR. We are officially in playoff mode with the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Playoffs begin tomorrow, and I got my special EG3's playoff grid. And now we're at the round of 8. Which Martinsville, Texas, and Phoenix, a short track, a mile and a half track, and another short track. And this round will decide who will be participating in Miami Homestead for the Final Four. And I'm actually going to do the opposite of what I've been doing for the round of 16 and round of 12. Go to the round of 8. Who's going to be eliminated? Well, I got my sleepers up in there. Ryan Newman and Ryan Blaney. So the Ryans in there, I have them going deep in the playoffs. But for Ryan Newman, I think the train stops here. He won at Phoenix early this year on a strategy call by Luke Lambert. But I don't think it's going to be enough this time around to get it done. He ran top 10 in the first race at Phoenix earlier this year, but all the cars are going to put in one basket. And I think with the teams in there, or at least where I have anyways, are going to be step up the game as well. I think Ryan Newman will not advance. Ryan Blaney, the dream of running the Root Brothers, the dream's run will come to an end as well. Even though he was a rocket ship at Texas earlier this year, the new pavement, new surface is going to be a little bit different this time around. I think Ryan Blaney, I think he's going to be eliminated as well. And then the talk of the town so far this week, gotta go with Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski. They've been butting heads on Twitter and they resurface yet again. I mean, Brad Keselowski has been on Toyota's butt for at least the last 4 weeks or so. Brad Keselowski not happy about the advantage, the speed advantage that Toyota has gained. And Kyle Busch, the two of them, went after it on Twitter yesterday. And we haven't even ran the first race of the playoffs yet. Again, these two have big time history going at one another. And it continues again with the playoffs beginning tomorrow. A lot of fans, or I should say these guys, are fired up. But I believe that I think this is going to catch up to them at some point. I think Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch is going to... They ran 1-2, or at least, yes, they ran 1-2 early this year at Martinsville. But I think at some point, this is going to boil over. At some point, and these two are going to get together. And yes, this is my bold prediction out of right field, but I think these two are going to get together, take each other out, and it's going to spark even more hatred on these two. And I think that's going to be just a bold prediction. I think that's going to be the key for both of those guys not making it to Homestead. Yes, I said it. Kyle Busch, even though he's been part of the equation all year long, he has, I'm sure his mind has to play a little bit of games with Brad Keselowski, thinking about him a little bit. And yes, Brad Keselowski, he was strong the beginning of the season, winning two races. But ever since then, Kyle Busch and the rest of the Toyota clan have caught up as well and passed the Fords. Martin Truex Jr. has been on a traveling plane on his own, been consistent, strongly consistent throughout the season. But in this case here, Martinsville, I think, is going to be a key big hump for those two, especially those two run 1-2 like they did in the spring. They're going to get together, and it's going to be another heated battle. I think it's going to cost them, both of them, a chance to run at Homestead this year, even though they're both champions sport. But Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski will go at it again when the stakes are highest and most, and they both won't get the Homestead, which leaves my championship four prediction as this. Yes, Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, the two studs, quiet studs, all year long. And I wanted I had these two last year in my grid as a championship four, and then certain things happened. Of course, Kyle Larson didn't make it even out of the first round due to team mistakes, and Martin Truex Jr. had the engine issue at Talladega. I mean, let's not, nothing's ain't guaranteed, but yes, I had both these drivers in the championship four last year. I believe this is the same one. Maybe one change from the championship four I did last year. Listen to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. So I have those two, and obviously with the 78 playoff points, and then the possibility of getting some more during the run. So I think the 78, 42, and I got Kevin Harvick sneaking in there because I think he'll rekindle the magic at Phoenix. I think he'll get it done. I think he will race for his second championship. And Denny Hamlin, not Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin will get to Homestead. That's my fourth driver. Man, like I said in the podcast this week, that this is the March of Madness of sport. The other March Madness of sport, you just don't know what's going to happen. Denny Hamlin's my other pick. So I got Truex, Larson, Harvick, and Hamlin getting to Homestead to compete for a championship. So that means there's two Toyotas represented, a Ford and a Chevy. So that's pretty much all the manufacturer representative, right? Yep. So at least I have that going for me. Now, obviously, you listen to the podcast the last couple of years, you know who I'm going to go with as a champion. Yes, Martin Truex Jr. It's got to be now that the championship window for this team is open. And it still is open. Could be open for at least another year or two. Cole Pearn, the guys. Guys been together for quite some time now. They got it going on right now. I've seen, maybe for exception of maybe one or two races, the performance of this team hasn't dipped off. And I do not expect, like some of these other NASCAR experts out here, to see a dip in performance. That comes at a bad time, especially you're trying to make all this hard work in the regular season, the stage points, the stage wins, the stage points, the playoff points, and everything else that goes with it, and even more could be gained throughout the playoffs if you're still in it. That's the key. I think my dude, the 78, will be the champ when it's all said and done. But yes, it's going to be nine weeks of hard work to get there. I think this team has all what it takes. I mean, they've been through the fire. They know how to get the Homestead. They were there 2 years ago, not as strong, but they were knocking down top tens every week and had a little luck on their side as well. So it takes all of that and more to get the job done. I think 78. The time is now for this team to seal the deal, and this will be really most popular pick. And I think everyone's talking about Kyle Larson at Homestead. I mean, he's been rock solid at Homestead. I mean, he dominated the race last year. But a restart on Jimmy Johnson, Larson failed to wrap that up. So it could come down to restart. And obviously, Larson has had the edge on Truex on restarts and on luck. But hopefully that will change and it will switch over at some point. But yes, you got to have all that and more. And everyone's going to be siding with Kyle Larson. But hey, that's not a guarantee either. Larson, that's not a guarantee of all these drivers to get to the next round. They're going to have to run strong and have all the cards in the deck filed. Or I should say, cards in the deck fold in the right direction. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Just a few more minutes this afternoon on this special before the day of the playoffs get going. And I actually wanted to do this today. So definitely, it was definitely a lot of thinking. And shouldn't say a lot of thinking, but kind of like mathematically try to eliminate these drivers and come up with the four. I believe this was similar to what I had last year, but maybe one change. I did have Larson last year because of the hot streak that he was on, but he got eliminated early, and Truex got eliminated in the next round after that. So, only difference I had is Kyle Busch in the final four from last year from Denny Hamlin, but I did a switch up. So, Denny Hamlin still without a championship. I think he'll make his first appearance in the Final Four. Like I said, my champ, the 78, think will get the job done, possibly, in mid-November. And that is the My Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Playoff Grid Special. Throw it down, folks. It is going down tomorrow, and already fireworks have started. We haven't even ran one single lap of playoffs. It's going to be real fun next 9 weeks. See who can get it done. A lot of things can happen, folks. EG3 show right here on KC Sports, KCSportsRadio.com, JPEG Sports Network. Like I said earlier, catch us on Audio Boom, SoundCloud, and of course right here on JPEGSports.com. Social media. Facebook.com/EG3Show and our Twitter handle at EG3_show. And we will possibly move our podcast, share our podcast as well with iTunes and Google Play. Folks, I'm pumped up for this. Try to also get some more listeners and try to spread a word about EG3Show, which has been recorded so many good episodes this year. Been so much action going on throughout the year, and the action is just going to get picked up once again with the playoffs here beginning tomorrow afternoon. Folks, this has been fun with you, doing this with you guys, and hopefully you guys done it as well. Playoff grid, and I've seen already some predictions already on my own Twitter feed. And oh, by the way, that's Ed and Eddie at EG3 if you want to link up with me on my own Twitter handle as well. Once again, Chicago is going down tomorrow afternoon. NBCSN has flag to flag coverage. Tail the Turtles 400, folks. It's going to go down. Who will strike first in the playoff opener? Tune in and find out, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for this special edition of the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com and JPEG Sports Network. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, saying thank you for tuning into this EG3 special episode. Game time tomorrow afternoon in Chi-Town. Get ready. Buckle them seatbelts, folks. You have been listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. I'll talk to you later.